My question is, how can I increase my connection to soul self to gain a better knowledge of myself or maybe the message it has for me?
And that is always in all teachings and all time on this planet, that is always taught the same way, through silence, through solitude, through investing the time to be still with yourself in a loving resonance. And so if you sit in a meditative state, if you sit in a prayerful state, if you sit to journal or tap or pray in any way that you consider chanting, affirmation, if you do not first check what resonance are you in, are you open, are you receptive to receiving, are you comfortable being in silence, are you loving of yourself, or are you in a hurry, are you impatient to get results, are you reaching from a vibration that does not allow you to receive? And so spirit, because the divine intelligence, the divine knowing, truth, love, all the things that you are desiring is not in physical form. The way to reach it is through a stillness, a quietness, an openness that cannot easily be described because it does not have form. It is not something that you could measure. It is not something that you could touch, but it is something that you can become very skilled in creating. And so there is a space, and there are teachings. The teachings would be framed under the word the gap, GAP, gap. When you get into the gap, when there is a moment of no thought, there is a moment of no resistance. So you could explore that. Or you could explore what is the feeling place where you are literally speechless in delight. And how could you replicate that feeling, even if for a second at a time? And if you would practice that, or the speechlessness with overwhelming gratitude, which would be very easy for you personally, and if you would try that and just explore silence that way, it would not be such a chore. Many of you perceive that to be silent is very excruciating, and that is only because you go into silence without love. You go into silence with judgment and impatience. And so over and over, we would suggest, as we have throughout all tapping, reach first to change your mind, the way that you perceive, the way that you define love, the way that you express love, not just self-love in the way that you often word it, but truly a love of being alive, a love of being able to think, taste, smell, touch, a love of being this dynamic, complex, confusing existence of spirit coming into earth form. And that would lead you into a great adventure that feels much more good than the one where you are finding great criticism with where you are.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.